All right, welcome back. 8:20 this Friday morning. Good to have you with us. Well, the Manhattan grand jury's indictment of former President Donald Trump will certainly set in motion a criminal process that'll look much like any other defendant, but it'll certainly look very different, too. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson taking a look at what the former president, his first court appearance will look like and when his indictment will be unsealed. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Chris. Sources are saying that former President Trump is facing over 30 counts related to a business fraud deal and an indictment that came down yesterday from the Manhattan grand jury. Now, Trump is expected to turn himself in next week for an arraignment. He'll be booked and fingerprinted and have his mugshot taken. Now, under New York state law, the mugshot is not usually released for general distribution. So unless it's leaked in some way, the public will probably not get to see Trump's mugshot. There'll be a plea entered, and the former president is sure to plead not guilty. What about the charges? Well, right now, it's speculation of what they may be and the number of counts as well. Well, when will we see the indictment? When will it be unsealed? Attorney Todd Flood of Flood Law spoke this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show with Chris Renwick and Sean Belegian.
I believe it's Tuesday of next week. He'll be arraigned. The indictment would be unsealed. He has the right, obviously, to see it and have the information read, the indictment read out in the public, but it'll be unsealed as soon as he gets arraigned on that indictment.
Bail will then be discussed. More than likely, the judge will release Trump on his own recognizance. No money will have to be paid. Release conditions will be discussed, such as travel restrictions or home confinement, and Trump will be informed of his rights. Trump's defense attorney, Joe Tacopina, says his client was initially asked to turn himself into authorities in New York today. Tacopina says he was surprised by the timing of the indictment and that more time is needed, as the Secret Service that protects the former president needs to coordinate his surrender in New York. Now, attorney Todd Flood says, don't hold your breath when it comes to getting this case in front of a jury anytime soon.
I ultimately think there's going to be so many motions on this case. I have a hard time. If this is truly falsifying business records for Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen in 2016, be ready for motion practice.
Yeah.
Be ready. This case, I don't think he's a jury for a long, long time.
So, Chris, there you go. It's going to be something next week when he does turn himself in Tuesday. It's speculated that he'll be turning himself in for arraignment in front of a judge, and we'll see what happens. It's bound to be a spectacle.
Bound to be a spectacle. There's no doubt about it. And again, the thing here, especially when you consider this has never happened before. Mm-hmm. It's uncharted territory. And so all eyes are certainly on this case. But then, you know, Sean, I think then you start looking at, all right, well, then what does this mean for other cases? Right. Because you've got legal experts across the board saying this is really probably the least sound in terms of not only statute of limitations and what evidence is presented. They just don't think this was a strong case in particular, but other cases maybe have some merit. But the fact that this is, you know, maybe the weakest case and he still faces indictment could be trouble for him.
Chris, I keep using the term tentacles because one tentacle is going to go in that direction towards Donald Trump again. Then the next tentacle might go towards Joe Biden. And where are these tentacles going to spread out? Because that's exactly what happened. This seal is broken and people are going to look at it. To you and to Lloyd, okay, mm-hmm. Well, you do this. Well, we're going to do that, and we're going to pursue this. And, people are so exhausted by it, but it's coming.
Yeah, just like Todd said, many are wondering why Bragg would bring this right now when you still have the case in Georgia that's pending. You also have the January 6th, the Mar-a-Lago papers, you know, all of those cases pending, but you bring this one first. And on the surface right now, it seems, you know, a little weak. But as he said, we don't know what's in that indictment. We'll find out on Tuesday. Is there something huge that leads us, you know, to this being bigger than it is? We'll see.
Yeah. Lloyd Jackson, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Why did they bring this case now? Maybe Alvin Bragg wanted to be the first. Maybe Alvin Bragg wanted to be the first prosecutor to bring charges against Donald Trump. Maybe he's the one who wants to be tied to indicting Donald Trump. things to think about on a Friday morning.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are doing, and it is just fascinating to me. You know, we can't say this enough. Hearing the exact same story and how it's being looked at by all sides of the media, it's fascinating to me. I go on social media, Chris, and you know, there are certain people that you peruse. I knew exactly what this person was going to say, that person was going to say.
Oh, sure.
I knew exactly. It is fascinating. We're all looking at the same thing. It is amazing how differently we look at the same thing.
Well, and again, I'm pretty pragmatic. I of course, have my opinion on things. But, you know, until we see what these charges are, until we see the unsealed indictment, it's really hard to have a firm grasp on what these charges are, what they mean, how deep they go, and how far reaching they are, and who their key witnesses were, right? I still assume that Michael Cohen was their key witness here. Is Michael Cohen is your guy? Michael Cohen is your star witness?
That's almost
the guy who's flip-flopping? I mean, okay, but all you got to do is convince the grand jury, right? You got to convince the grand jury to vote to indict. That's what they did, and eventually this will go to trial. And again, I am steadfast in my belief that this is exactly what Democrats want. Whether or not charges are actually, you know, whether they actually stick or not, I think is irrelevant. I think they want to drag this guy and drag him and drag him as long as they can and as close as they can to November of 2024. And they want to make a public spectacle of it, and then that can provide them more ammo to bring down Donald Trump and not have him win re-election.
We have to do our best to keep emotion out of it and wait for everything to play itself out. But boy, if it looks like a clown show and smells like a clown show, it's probably a clown show.
And for people who are saying, you know, this is a very fine line to walk when you indict a former president, you better be darn sure that you're not going to miss, because it could cause problems down the road for everybody else in the political arena. Got to take a break.